Yeah, well, the meeting was following on from the very successful public meeting, and I had arranged with Kieran Doherty, the manager of community services, and the director of nursing to meet with the cross-community group that was set up. The concern was the concerns that were echoed at the public meeting, obviously the closure of beds in St. Joseph's Hospital, the long-term future of the hospital, the reconfiguration that's currently taking place in the hospital, and some concerns that patients and family have as a result of that, and also concerned that this hospital has continually been hit by bed closures, and to address the long-term future of the hospital. The meeting was very positive. One of the things that was agreed is that the committee, when it's properly established, will engage with the HSE on a quarterly basis, and the HSE are very open to that there. They will want to reassure the community and the committee that the future of St. Joseph's is secure, that these bed closures are a result of HICWA, the monitorium, and some other concerns. Some of the individual concerns that were raised in terms of, for example, mixed wards were noted, and the HSE were looking into some of the issues that were raised. And they also told us that the solution that they had proposed for Dunloe and Carindona, where some beds will reopen by taking in home help staff, is a solution that is being will be looked at for St. Joseph's, but that won't lead the reopening of beds, but what it will do is prevent any beds from closing in the future if there's pressure on staff for any reason.
And what guarantees did HSE management give today? Did they guarantee there will be no more bed closures in future?
Well, they've made it very clear that St. Joseph's future is intact, and it's a very central part to their plans. Indeed, they discussed plans in the mid-term, long-term, to see additional capacity there in St. Joseph's. We all know that there will be a need for additional capacity in the county, and St. Joseph's is no different to that. So that's probably a point of reassurance that it's not just a continually drip-drip effect of cuts for St. Joseph's. They've made it very clear that they have no plans to close any more beds, and that they will continually engage with the committee on a regular basis. So, my view from the public meeting and from the meeting today is that a lot of this boils down to government policy. A lot of this is the result of the recruitment moratorium. We've lost 12 nursing staff in that hospital and 6 non-nursing staff since the moratorium came in. And unfortunately, the real politic is that the moratorium is unlikely to be lifted anytime soon. The architects of that moratorium were the previous government, who still support the moratorium at a national level, and indeed the government at today supports it, and there's an extra 10,000 public sector workers that will have to go before it's even considered to be lifted. So there are serious pressures and serious concerns with St. Joseph's, but I would be more reassured that at least the HSE don't have plans that go further than the 10 bed closures. Obviously, my aim as a public representative, and I'm sure that the committee will have the same when they're properly established, is to try and get these beds reopened as soon as possible, and hopefully to work with the local management of the HSE to try and come up with positive solutions that can bring that about.